Really, Lucky? Are you for real right now? Nah, fuck that shit. I'm from Elmira, bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Whoa, whoa.
Okay.
Oh, girl.
Marek.
I know that you don't want love. You wanna give that pussy up.
Uh-huh.
I know these dudes out here's lame.
Yeah.
But you, girl, keep on playing games.
Uh-huh.
I'm out of girl.
Remix.
I'm out of girl.
Remix.
I'm out of girl.
This is the remix.
I'm our girl.
Yo,
if money's the motivation, girl, look at me, cause it's hard to tell. You tell me never let you go, cause you know me well. You roll the dice with your life, you plan suicide. No me and you in the world, girl, it's family guy. Drugs, beers, and shit, you want penetration. I'm thinking caps and gowns, I'm thinking education. Where I found the line, girl, you got me waiting. I wanna fuck that pussy, girl, I'm impatient, yeah. I'm already in the mix, I'm in the back glowing live with your well and some chicks. You need a good man, but you don't want that. You got your hands in the air like Lucky. Where the money at? How you live, I don't know. You can't gas the kid like grass, room to grow. Girl, you my last bitch, but no diva though. But I think you beautiful, and I'm a gentleman. Sign you ain't used to. I shine bright like the sun, girl, where your dollars at? I got a black cherry now. Girl, you can holler back. Sucking on dick and shit, come, you swallow that. I buy girls flowers, never beat, but I'ma swallow that. Get your mom made, Facebook throwing shade. I thought you was my boo, yeah, I called you babe. I'm getting money, I don't want nothing. All I want is for Elmira, girl, stop fronting. One out of five got STDs. Young girls getting pregnant, nope, not by me.
By me, by me, by
yeah, yeah. Nah, they get pregnant, by me, baby. Tell them Lucky.
I know that you don't want love. You wanna get that pussy up.
Yeah.
I know these dudes out his lane.
Yeah.
But you, girl, keep on playing games.
Why?
I'm our girl.
Remix.
I'm our girl.
The remix.
I'm our girl.
Cause this is the remix.
I'm our girl.
Remix.
I'm our girl.
Remix.
I'm our girl.
This is the remix.
I know that you don't want love.
Nah.
You wanna get that pussy up.
Give it up.
I know these dudes out his lane.
Okay.
But you, girl, keep on playing games.
Why?
I'm our girl.
Remix.
I'm our girl.
Remix.
I'm our girl.
This is the remix.
I'm our girl.
Yeah.
I'm our
yeah.
girl.
Yeah.
I'm our girl.
What up?
Are you for real right now? Nah, fuck that shit. I'm from Elmira, bitch. Nah, how you gonna make a song about us right now? Fuck your store. Nah, go take care of your kids. What's a Mr. New City anyway? I'll fuck with these bum-ass niggas anyway. I don't give a shit if they don't got a job. I'm from Elmira. Fuck that shit. Elmira hoes this, Elmira hoes that. Why you making songs about us anyway, Lucky? Fuck you, bum-ass nigga. Nah, I don't wanna hear that shit. Get out of my face. Really? Really? Are you for real right now? I'm good. Nah, get away from me. Nah, I'm good.
Kid, Lucky Me, back, and we got a new episode. It's going fucking down. It's Kid Lucky Me here. Like I said, this is Elmira Gone Crazy. It's your boy, Lucky Me, and we're sponsored by Pregame Radio. Shout out to Brooklyn Black. You know what I'm saying? Salute to you. And we're going to talk about a whole bunch of things, talking about black girls versus white girls. We're talking, you know, the do's and don'ts of summer, spring is right around the corner, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Should Uggs be popping? Should yoga pants be popping? You know what I'm saying? How do you feel about these young girls wearing these tight clothes and all this stupid dumb shit? We're going to talk about it all. We're going to get it done. We're going to do it today on Elmira Gone Wild. Don't mind my disposition today. Just a little down. But I'm here. We're going to do the show. And we're going to do what we supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to, today's my birthday. So we're going to play this.
Yeah. Birthday. It's your birthday.
If I die, bury me in Silent Louis style.
They ask me what I do and who I Wrist moving, cooking to it. I'm in the kitchen. Cams everywhere.
Damn.
Just made a juice. I got bands everywhere.
Bands.
You the realest nigga breathing if I hold my breath.
Damn.
Referee with a whistle. Hold his tag. Extendo clip.
Extendo
roll.
Extendo roll.
When your girl leave me, she need a hair salon. When I die, bury me next to two bitches.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Yeah.
And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty
house.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. When I die, bury me inside the Gucci style. When I die, bury me inside the Louis style. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. All I want for my birthday.
Yeezy, how you doing, huh? It's my birthday, I deserve to be greedy, huh? She holding out, she ain't giving to the needy, huh? You go downstairs and fall asleep, put the TV on. Y'all been together 10 years, you deserve a menage. Especially if you put that BMW in a garage. Especially if you paid a couple payments on her mama crib. Went to her niece's graduation, man, I hate those kids. Last birthday, she got you a new sweater. Put it on, give her a kiss and tell her do better. She said, how about I get you jewelry from the West End? How about she hit the West End and get a best friend? I'm joking, I'm just serious. I asked her, don't be acting like no actress. If we preaching, then we practice. Don't be reaching, don't be touching shit. We and Kanye West Benz. Cause I will turn you back to a pedestrian.
Yeah. They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Wow. Yeah.
And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Wow. Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty house.
No.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty house.
No.
When I die, bury me inside the country style.
No.
When I die, bury me inside the low style.
It's your birthday, it's your birthday. Bad bitch contest, you in first place.
You in first place, you in first place. Bad bitch contest, you in first place.
I show up with a check to your workplace.
They hand the valet the keys to the Mercedes.
Tell the DJ play your song, this shit come on.
When I'm seeing from the back, I came front of.
They ask me what I'm doing. Switch it up and get you good.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Yeah.
And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty house.
No.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty house.
No.
When I die, bury me inside the Gucci style.
No.
When I die, bury me inside the low style.
No.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty house.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty house.
And it's your birthday, baby, baby. You deserve a coupe today. Wow.
You in first place. You in first place. Bad bitch contest. You in first place.
Yeah. We are fucking back. I am your fucking host, Lucky Me, and this is Elmira Gone Crazy. Finally, Elmira has a radio station and a radio show. Like I said, we touched on a lot of topics today. We're talking about blacks, black girl versus white girls and stuff like that. And I want to jump out the window by saying this. I was approached today in Burger King by two African-American females, and I want to go on record to say I am not racist. I want to say that I'm not racist. They didn't come at me all crazy. And it was just a casual and a cordial conversation and stuff like that. And it was just one of those things to where, you know, they were like, Lucky, we think that, you know, people talk a lot of stuff about you, good, bad, a lot, just everything. And one of the misconceptions were that I was racist. And just to touch that, I'm not racist. I'm African-American myself. Well, not fully African-American. I'm Honduran, half black, same shit. And it's not the fact that I'm racist. Like I said, like I told them I have sex with black girls all the time. It's not a deal. It's just me feeling like black African-American women force their views and values onto people, whether it's guys or their friends, and it's like their way has to be their way. That's it. As far as, you know, me being racist and stuff like that, it's not the deal. You know, it's not possible. So, you know, just because, you know, I give shout-outs and stuff, snow bunnies, that's just what it is. And I just wanted to address that. Shout-out to those beautiful women. It definitely had me thinking in a different mode. I think I need to be more cautious of the things that I kind of project to you guys, because you guys are listening and you guys are like, all right, we believe everything that Lucky says. And, you know, so if there's any black women out there that are, any black dudes that are appalled, that are offended by, you know, some of my comments and stuff, I want to go on record and on air to say, you know, I apologize. And black women, if you are a good woman, try your luck, you know what I'm saying? Come at me correct, come at me, you know what I'm saying, with your time and stuff like that, and then you may get a shot. And be that one person to change, I guess, my thinking, you know what I'm saying, of what I think black women are. You know, I'm not racist. So I'm moving right along. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on with a lot of these Elmira rappers and stuff like that, and, you know, who's talking about who's the best and who's this and who's that. Now, when it comes to that, I'm keeping it funky. When a person says, a rapper says, I'm the best at this, I think they're entitled to say whatever they want. They're entitled to say that they're the best at this and the best at that. When a guy plays basketball, he believes that he's the best dribbler, he's the best shooter, the best dunker, the best defensive player, because you're supposed to have that mindset. If a rapper tells me, you know, hey, you're lucky, I think you're trash, I'm the best, all I can do is kind of look at their credentials, look at their work ethic, look at the substance within their songs and things of that nature. And then that can be, you know, but at the end of the day, that's an opinion. People are entitled to their opinions. Everyone has one. It's when it, so if you're an Elmira rapper and you listen to this now, you probably say, oh, yeah, fuck you, lucky, whatever, this and that, whatever, da-da-da. Well, that's cool. Once again, you're entitled to say and do whatever you want to do, as long as it doesn't integrate with what I'm doing or causing confusion with what I got going on. I just think, you know, people, there was a song that was put out, and I seen comments from Corey Crails and stuff like that. And I want to go on record to say also that, hey, the song wasn't a diss song. It was a real song. A real verse. All he did was kind of just let it be known, like, hey, I don't like this person and this person's family, but I still love them. And I think that's dope about music, that a person can vent through the power of poetry and be able to get that off their chest and not do stupid things, you know, as an outlet to release pain. And I think that's also dope. So shout out to Beatro for being honest on the track. Thank you. Thank him for getting on the track and blessing it and hitting it with a dope verse. If Corey Crews is listening, I got a text from him. He asked me if I fuck with him. When it comes to that, I look at it like this. I'm kind of a my way type of guy. Like, we plan to do something. Like, say, like, we plan to bake a cake together or something like that. Pause. And then I'll be like, okay, I can bring eggs. I can bring milk to the table. You can bring the flour. You can bring the vanilla extract, and then we create the masterpiece of the cake. Now, if we're going to create this cake, you have to be on board. And so we shouldn't have to have a conversation about making a cake, and then all of a sudden, then the cake starts to get made, and then no one, it just doesn't get done. I think that's corny. I think you have to stick to what you're doing. You have to stick to what you're doing. And so in response to that, Mr. Keller, Mr. Cousin Krills, if you're listening, like I said, there's no you were deleted off my Facebook because I just didn't think that there's a need to have you in a space. I think negative energy can, and like I said, energy doesn't die. It's transferred. And so if you're putting negative posts with no substance behind it. Now I want to elaborate a little more about that. If you're putting, because I put a lot of statuses too with a lot of heat behind it, and some may say it's on blast. No, it's a big difference. When you make a post with negative intent without trying to prove a point, then it's just a negative status. But if it's a status of hurt or you want to just get it out and let that person, maybe you're trying to text that person and they're not returning your calls and stuff like that. But when you put a post, you're letting them know, hey, blah, 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 blah. I felt this way about this, that. I don't believe it's a blast. I believe it's a route for you can actually directly get your point across to that person that you're trying to convey that situation to. And so that's the reason why I deleted him off the book. It has nothing to do with me doing music with Beatro and stuff like that. And for all the other rappers who do anything, shout out to who do I think is doing anything? You got the guy that used to live in what's his guy's name? He just put out a video, Swag something. Shout out to him. The other Krills. Shout out to what he got going on. There was a situation that happened with, you know, Double Edge and stuff like that. I wanna go on the record by saying, you know, even though, you know, I don't agree with everything that goes on over there, but, you know, I'm real. James is really a good guy, and he lost a lot of equipment and stuff like that. And I don't know what I would do if, like, my Mac, you know, was stolen or burnt down and stuff like that. So shout out to those dudes, and hopefully they can get, you know, doing the things that they love to do. And Double Edge, and shout out to them. Like I said, we got a nice show. We're talking about a lot of topics. We're talking about black girls versus white girls. We're talking about summer do's and don'ts. We're talking about dating women with children. I want to get into that. I want to get into women who date men with children. And is it a equal playing field when it comes to that? I'm going to play another song, and then we're going to get into the show. And you're listening to Elmira Gone Wild, you know? Stop that real quick. Also, I want to give a shout out to Keisha Johnson. Today is her birthday. Shout out to you, Miss Keisha Johnson. She's turned, 28. I don't know if I did the math right, but she turned 28. Happy birthday to you, Miss. I know you was a big fan of Tupac or whatever case may be, and that's why I'm playing What Would You Do for Love. It's a great song. Rest in peace, Tupac. But happy birthday to you, Lil Mama. And so here's a special shout out, birthday shout out to you. We'll be back.
Wait. know and getting dope. Tell me who knows a peaceful place where I can go to clear my head. I'm feeling low, losing control. My heart is staying lead, but what a tangle where we weave when we can fire to conceive. And now you're getting balls at the house, guess you're cheating. That's all I need to hear, cause I'm leaving. I'm out the door, never no more will you see me. This is the end, cause now I know you've been cheating.
I'm a sucker for love.
Elmira Gone Wild. I'm your host, Lucky Me, a.k.a. Mr. New City, a.k.a. I might be looking at your girlfriend when you're not looking. We're sponsored by Free Game Radio. Shout out to Brooklyn Black for making this possible. We see somebody with their hands up, and you know how we do. We cut the song short, and we get right to the caller. Private caller, you are on the air.
Hello?
Shout out to the Keith Brooks and Koyana Steele.
Yeah. All right, I have a question.
What's the question?
This is the question. Springtime is a. First of all, where are you calling from?
Elmira, New York.
All right, Elmira, New York. You don't got to say your name and nothing because you called private, so it's obvious you want to be discreet. Summertime, do's and don'ts. What is popping for the springtime for the ladies or whatever? Are we talking yoga pants? What's popping?
Ugg boots are not for the summer.
Ugg boots are not for the summer. Why not?
Because your feet will be all sweaty and nasty.
So whoever you are, so you don't own a pair of Uggs, ma'am, where you can put powder in it and let your toes, you know what I'm saying, rub with the powder?
What you say?
So no women should wear Ugg boots. I think it's kind of sexy when a female has on some tight pants. She had a nice little booty. She walking through, and she got her Ugg boots on. But I think she should have socks on.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I think. No?
Yeah.
All right, so what are some don'ts? What you don't want to see when you come out of your house this summer, this spring, and you see girls walking by thinking they're cute, what you don't want to see? All right, we got the caller just hung up or whatever. Shout out to the private caller you called in, I guess. So she don't want to see Ugg boots or whatever the case may be. Like I said, we're talking about black girls versus white girls. We're talking about a lot of things. But before we get into that or whatever the case may be, I want to get into some entertainment news. Like I said, if you haven't noticed, Gucci Mane has been in the news. Allegedly, he's been assaulting people, fans and stuff like that. He was apprehended today. He turned himself in with his lawyer. Hopefully, that situation get better for him. He got people saying that, you know, he's assaulting them. You know how it is. You're rich and, you know, you're in the spotlight and everybody want to get a paycheck. You know, it can be both ways. He could assault, who knows. But, you know what I'm saying, good luck to that man with his court cases and stuff like that. I know he's rich, so he's probably been bailed out. And shout out to Gucci Mane. And moving right along, it's a lot of drama going on with this new song called Bow Down by Beyonce. She's letting the bitches know that they need to bow down to her because she runs shit. And they need to bow down. Now, recently, via Twitter, Keisha Cole has let it be known that she doesn't approve of the song. Also, Brandi Norwood, which is my boo and I love her, and I think she can sing better than Beyonce. Let's throw that out there. But they're saying they don't approve of the song. Now, if you're listening or whatever the case may be, and you think, you know what I'm saying, that song was a little over the edge, was it too cocky, you know what I'm saying, you can call in, press 1. The number is 347-857-4302, or you can just hit us up in the chat room and let it be known. It is what it is. Also entertainment news, Adrian Broner was arrested for assaulting someone. Now, if you don't know who Adrian Broner is, Adrian Broner is an up-and-coming boxer. I believe he's lightweight or middle lightweight, and some may say he's the newcomer of Floyd Mayweather. He has impeccable speed. He'll get in there. He'll trade punches with you. He throws punches with bad intention or whatever. He's undefeated. He's been knocking guys out. He's been doing a lot of things lately. You know, he was arrested. He was in the club. Videotaped eating a stripper's vagina while throwing 20 stacks to the strippers that night. Now, all I'm gonna say is this: I love the way this guy boxed. He knocked niggas out, and I just love the way he boxed. Now, some may say, you know, he's a little over the edge because he should just fall back. But I look at it like this: if you come from nothing and then all of a sudden you become a millionaire, you can't judge that man for what he wants to do with his money. Maybe some of his antics are a little to the left or a little crazy or whatever the case may be, but it is what it is. Moving right along. Lil Wayne is feeling better. He recently showed up at a skateboard, I don't even want to call that a convention or a expo or something like that, and he's letting people know that he was doing well. Some, you know, I read the blogs all the time, and some say that was a publicity stunt. I don't know how much more publicity that this man needs, but I don't think so, and I'm glad that Lil Wayne is doing very well. He has a couple singles out. He got an album, I Am Not a Human, Part 2, should hit the stores. They're saying it's going to do well. Hopefully it does. Moving right along. Back to Elmira, New York. Okay, they're fine. Listen, also, a girl called me a whore today, and you know what she told me? She told me this.
Oh, yeah. I get around. Still clown with the underground when we come around. Majorly, and I don't know why your girl keeps paging me to tell me that she needs me. Cries when she leaves me, and every time she sees me, she squeezes me. Lady, take it easy. Hate to sound sleazy, but tease me. I don't want it if it's that easy. Hey, yo, bust it. Baby, got a problem saying bye bye. Just another habit of a fly guy. Your ass why don't matter. My pockets got fatter. Now everybody's looking for the ladder. And ain't no need in being greedy. If you want to see me, Johnny, keep a number, baby, when you need it. And I'll be there in a jiffy. Don't be picky, just be happy with this quickie. And when you learn, you can't time it down, baby, dog. Check it out. I get around. What you mean you don't know? Check it go. I get around. The underground just don't stop for hoes. I get around. Still down with the underground clowns. I get around. Let them hoes know.
Now you can tell from my everyday fits, I ain't rich, so cease and desist with them tricks. I'm just another black man caught up in the mix, trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. Just cause I'm a freak don't mean that we can hit the sheets. Baby, I can see that you don't recognize me. I'm Shock G, the one who put the satin on your panties. Never knew a hooker that could share me. I guess.
What's up, love? How you doing? All right. Well, I've been hanging, singing, trying to do my thing. Oh, you heard that I was banging your homegirl you went to school with. That's cool, but did she tell you about her sister and your cousin thought I wasn't? See, weekends was made for Michelin, but it's a Monday, my day. So just let me hit it, yo. And don't mistake my statement for a clown. We should keep it on the down low, long as you know that I get around.
Round and round, round they go. Too popular now, don't stop for hoes. I get around. Round and round, round they go. Tight grip, don't slip, loose lips ain't sick, it's a
I love the way she licks her lips. See me jocking, put a little twist in her hips, cause I'm watching. Conversations on the phone to the break of dawn. Now we all alone, water lights on. Turn them off, time to set it off. Get your wet and soft, something's on your mind, let it off. You don't know me, you just met me, you won't let me. Well, if I couldn't have me, why you sweat me? It's a lot of real G's doing time. Cause the groupie bit the truth and told a lie. You think the wrong guy, baby, if you're too fly, you need to hit the door. Search for a new guy. Cause I only got one night in town. Break down a beat clown, baby doll, are you down? I get around.
We are back. Omari Gone Wild. I'm your host, Lucky Me, sponsored by Pregame Radio. Shout out to Brooklyn Black. We are in the building. We're still in entertainment news. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to homeboy Chief Keith. If you didn't know, the boy's free. You know what I'm saying? If you didn't know, he was arrested and apprehended. He turned himself in. In one of his videos, he was at the gun range shooting guns, and that was one of the things that was against his probation and whatever the case may be. He tried to plead in court that, listen, it was for entertainment purposes, but the judge was not having that, and so he was sentenced to 60 days in a detentional center, and he's now free. He just dropped a new video on Worldstar called First Day Out. I had a chance to actually watch it. I think it's a beautiful thing. He has a lot of love and support from his family. Keywords, I'm not going to say fans, because, you know, it's all family that was out there to pick that man up. So hopefully, he can get back to getting the money and doing the things that he liked to do. And if you don't know about Chief Keef and why, it's a big deal, because I had a chance to actually go over the logistics of his contract. Not only did he sign a multi-million dollar contract, he signed also signed for his team. They gave him a deal for his team, or whatever the case may be. And look, I found it. This is what I was looking for. I found it. But anyway. And so his team got a deal, so he ended up getting over pretty much a $5 million deal. You know what I'm saying? Listen, that's a big deal for a young kid that age. He got his team on his back, so shout out to Chief Keef. Who else? I want to say, let people know, Velmyra, my dreams has finally came true. Finally came true. I'm so excited. And you're like, what are you talking about? Lucky, what are you talking about? Finally. I had two wishes I wanted when it comes to females before I die. And I want to have sex with a midget. And I want to have sex with a Chinese woman, or whatever the case may be. And I had sex the other day with a midget. Well, I had sex with her 3 times. Well, but it was amazing. Pretty good. I was ecstatic. I was excited. I performed well to my abilities. You know what I'm saying? I bust that ass. And the thing about it, the next day when I was, sipping my coffee, and I was, reading the paper and thinking about it, I was like, man, I had sex with a midget. So while I had sex with the midget, I think about, a little tight little pussy, fat little butt. Could she be my girlfriend? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. I just think it would be kind of rough me walking around holding hands with a midget, people laughing at me and stuff like that. But I want to throw that out there. It was amazing. She didn't let me down. The puss smelled good. It was a good thing. So, if you're a guy and you're listening, whether you're listening through your phone or you're listening on the web stream, whatever the case may be, get you a fucking midget, man. Get you a midget, and I'm pretty excited about that. Like I said, we got a lot of things going on in Elmira. Jadakiss should be coming out here in April or whatever the case may be, so that should be a positive and a good thing for the town of Elmira. Who else is on the car? I believe Jadakiss, the whole lot. Which entails Sheik, Styles P, Nas is on the bill. Who else is on the bill? A whole bunch of other greats or whatever. And from what I was told through a rumor, maybe it could be true, could be not be true, Double X should be opening up for those dudes. So I guess shout out to those dudes or whatever. That's, I guess that's a good payday for those dudes and a good thing for Elmira as a town. Now, when you think of Elmira as a town, and I thought about doing the show, I just want to, you know, get out some points of how we can make the town better. This wasn't a show to be built based around bashing the town, bashing women, bashing deadbeat dads. No, we can talk about those things, but the purpose of talking about it is to make it better. You know, how can we make it better? So you get all the garbage out, and now you go and you understand why is it garbage, and then how you can make it better. And one of the main things about Elmira I learned is that they're not a lot of outside activities, whether it's even in the summer. You know, they don't have no basketball tournaments going on for the kids and stuff like that. You have to do things to make them want to do it. So if I was going to run a basketball tournament, you have to let them know, like, listen, if you win the basketball tournament, you're going to get you're going to get trophies. The news people will come out. That makes people want to go to the gym. It's a big deal. Nowadays, everyone's behind the PS3s, the computers, and no one's going outside. No one's paying manhunt. No one's playing tag. You know, if people are going outside, they're getting in trouble, and that sucks. You know what I'm saying? I read in an article that if you want to base things from 10 years ago, the obesity rate is very high. Why is it? I mean, the advertising dollars are going towards McDonald's and stuff like that, but no, kids are sitting down at home on the fucking computer all day. Now, I'm on the computer all day because that's what I do and that's my job. But I think parents need to be more in tune with their kids, and they need to get the kids outside, you know what I mean? Let them run around and stuff like that. Oh, we got a caller from the 845. Let's see if we can get them on the air.
Hey.
You're on the air.
What's going on? This is Vez, Messiness Talk Sound Studios, Rock on the Radio. What's popping?
What's going on, Vez? And I'm glad you called in. And that was something I forgot about and I was going to talk about. But shout out, if you're listening, if you don't know who this guy is Vez of SNS Pro. And he also has his own radio show. How you doing, Vez?
Doing good, my brother. I see you talking some real serious stuff tonight. What's going on, man? I'm glad I actually called in to hopefully be a part of that.
I'm going to tell you why, Vez. Because, I go to Burger King, and these two black women come in, and they're like brown skin, light skin. One of them is thicker than a snicker. I eat through them pants to get to them drawers. You know what I'm saying? And then there was another one. She had a nice little short haircut, and then you know, I got my back turned, and then I turn. You know, I do stuff sometimes. I'll turn to the side so they can get a glimpse and be like, "Oh shit, that's lucky." I'll do that, so I turn to the side, so they can actually get a glimpse. And then hope they would. They started to whisper, and so I put my ear to the air, and they're like, "That's lucky, whatever." So now I'm being extra. You know, I'm talking now loud, and I'm being extra. But anyway, as I sit down with my food, you know, they approached me, and the main thing. Not only was one of the girls really excited to meet me, she was kind of saddened that there was a chance that I could not like black women. And so,
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead, Lucky. Go ahead.
No, it's cool. Yeah. So it was one of those things, and that kind of put me. It kind of made me think a little bit because now we're talking not only. This African American woman. Now, you know, I offer them after they got their meal to sit down with me and one of my boys, and we sit down and we're chatting. Now, normally in this exchange is normally, hey, you got a man and this and that and this and that and blah blah blah, and then you're just talking about sex and stupid stuff and all that. But the conversation that we had was about my these girls that I never met in my 2.5 years of being in Elmira. They knew that about my business. They knew about my rap. They knew about a lot about me. And so that kind of opened me up a little bit to it. And so I just kind of was in a little daze. I've been in a little daze, and I just been like, wow, I have to kind of fall back, like, with, you know, kind of like black girl bashing, but I don't, and kind of like put my personal feelings as far as what black women have done to me to aside, because there are good black women, and these two girls today actually prove that there are good and respectful and was holding a conversation, well-spoken and wasn't ghetto, and
we
chopped it up, and we exchanged information, well, not me per se, but, you know, my boy in exchange, and they said, this is what the girl said to me. She said, "Lucky, why don't you have black girls in your videos?" And I said, "Miss, because when I ask them, they don't want to be in it." And so I said, "Miss, if I'm shooting a video right now, would you be in the video?" And she said, "Yes, I would be in the video." One girl said no, and then the other girl said, "Hey, if this is something that where I'm not being like a whore or anything like that, or if it's something respectable, why not? I like what you got going on." And she smiled and she rode off into the sunset. And then I just shook my head as I took a bite of my Whopper and was like, my. My.
That's what's up.
Do you think, Veg, of knowing me all these years, do you think I push the envelope too much when it comes to that topic?
Well, I'm going to be honest, Lucky. You know, I keep it real with you ever since the day I met you. Like, I honestly look at, you know, a person not by their color, you know what I'm saying, not by, you know what I'm saying, how they look or whatever, you know what I'm saying, you know, if they're black, white, orange, green, it doesn't matter. Obviously, it's by, you know, it's by how they carry themselves, you know what I'm saying, how they, you know, how they carry themselves, how they talk, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, you know what I'm saying, so... I felt honestly, Lucky, you fell into the looking at black women kind of like on some stereotype shit, like, you know, because I'm pretty sure most of the black women you dealt with in your life have been, like you said, ghetto. They didn't talk right as far as, you know, using Ebonics and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And of course, your white women have treated you better. And are the absolute opposite. So obviously you would go to a different flavor, you know what I'm saying, and you would stick to that, you know what I'm saying. But me personally, you know, I don't know. I answer like this. I think you should just look at people not by the color, but how they carry themselves. You know what I mean? Don't always think, "All right, damn, because she's black, meaning, or because she's white, or because she's Spanish or Arabian or whatever, she's going to act like this, or the next woman that's going to be black or white, et cetera, is going to act like this." It's just, that's, I think it's just that person, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, most people are raised in the environment that they're in. If they're raised in a bad environment, they're going to act, you know, bad, or if they're raised in a ghetto environment. You also got to put in that into factor also, you know what I'm saying? Now, I mean, that's really all I got to say about that. You just really just got to look, you know, just because one person, you know, just because one girl is going to act like this and they're black or white or et cetera, doesn't mean the next person that's the same, you know what I'm saying, the same nationality is going to be the same way. That's how I look at it, family. You know what I'm saying?
And you know why there's truth to what you actually just said? And I as you're talking, I'm like, yeah, he's talking some real stuff. The reason why is because out of one of the, even though they were nice women all in all, one of them, which was the thicker one, she came off kind of rough, you know what I'm saying? She had that real, like, that shield up, like, you know, because, you know, I tried to throw my humor at her, and she was blocking it. Choo, choo, choo. Like, my humor wasn't hitting her. And as I sit there, the conversation goes dry. And then in my mind, I'm like, all right, if these girls, the girl that was really secluded and holding in, I was like, man, this girl just kind of like, she was giving me that, get away from me. But then in my mind, I'm like, listen, if they really didn't want to be in our circumference, they wouldn't have sat next to us. So what I did was, you know what I mean, I ate a couple of fries or whatever the case may be, let them carry on with their conversation, let it breathe for a little bit. And then about after 6 minutes, I jumped right back on it again. And then what happened was, they was in her mind, she was like, wow, this guy just doesn't give up. And then she's smiling. She's laughing at jokes now. And I didn't let her push me away. You know what I'm saying? With the whole traditional and stereotyping, because she was acting in a stereotypical type of way. You know what I mean?
Word, I dig it. I'm with that, man. And like I said, man, don't look at a person. And this is dudes, too, you know what I'm saying? I mean, obviously, you're talking about females, but even brothers, too, you know what I'm saying? Just because a brother acts weird, you know what I mean, and they're a certain nationality doesn't mean the next person that's the same nationality is going to act the same way. Brothers, too, you know what I'm saying? Everybody just got their, I guess you could say, their flavor, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and you know what?
How it is, you know?
As a man, and I like to carry myself and or my realness and being real. And being real, I can be better. I need to get better at not judging people. You know, I was having a conversation with a female, and she's pretty much was like, Lucky, I just want to grab you and shake the shit out you. Why don't you just let me love you and do this and do that? And I'm like, I just want to give you my heart because, you know what I'm saying, past girls, they just took it and they played kickball with it, and then they put it on the shelf, and then they played kickball with it again. You know what I'm saying? When I need to just judge each individual for my encounters with them.
I dig that, family. That's what it is, my man. Word up.
But
shout out my man Lucky doing his thing.
Bigger, but like I said, if you're just tuning in, this is Elmira Garner, Wild, Gone Crazy, whatever you want to call it. I'm your host, Lucky Me, a.k.a. Mr. New City, a.k.a. I like to do videos in my free time. We got Veg on the line, and we just have a real talk. And if you have Veg on your Facebook, which is, what is it, Rock Runner Radio, right?
Rock Runner Radio. Rock Runner Radio, family. Rock Runner Radio.
You guys, you know, if people know, follow me, they know I'm Mr. New City. Mr. New City is in Rockland County. Rockland County had its first online or face-to-face battle. How did that go?
It feels all right. I mean, to be real true, you know, once again, I keep it real, you know what I mean? I felt the MCs could have came more prepared with their professionalism as far as getting at each other and getting prepared for the battle, you know what I'm saying? I felt they could have came more prepared. That's just the big word right there, you know what I'm saying? They didn't deliver cuz me and my man Precise, shout out to Hood Anchor, you know what I'm saying? My partner that does the, you know, Rock Winter Radio with me. Me and him really put a lot of hype around this ballot, and just the fact that it was gonna be on our 50th show, you know what I'm saying? And you know, the battle was disappointing, but the good positive thing about the situation is we packed the house straight, and it's like, I'm pretty sure, Lucky, you saw the footage of the battle, like in this small ass room. Okay, I had motherfuckers coming out of my booth. Fucking, you know, coming in and out the door, like, it's crazy. The positive thing about it is we proved that we could pack a spot up, even though it's small, full of mad heads based around, you know, us telling people just to get involved, it's down third. And it didn't end in no fights. There's no, you know, craziness that happened as far as, you know, because keep in mind, like, there was no place to stand. Like, it was just that packed. So of course, you know, what's the word that comes into play? When you're in a closed spot,
secluded?
Not secluded. It's like I wouldn't say it's a disease. It's like it's off the top of my, I'm gonna Google it later. Anyway, it's just the fact that people are in such a closed spot. Like, some cats get like paranoid, and you know, some cats just pop off. Like, oh, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? But no one did that. It was a good positive event, regardless of how the battle came out, which was, it had its moments, but like I said, overall it was disappointing, but still good in a way for the fact that people came out and...
What you was looking at, Reg? Was that the word you was looking for?
I wouldn't say that either. It's not that. It's like it's some other shit, man. It's a word that means, like, if you're in a closed spot and you get paranoid and then you start freaking out. Not secluded.
Well, I have a question, though. Cause I want to help, I went on Poob's page, and he publicly expressed how he felt about the battle, and you know, I also expressed how I felt about it and stuff like that. But
yes, sir.
One thing I kind of thought about later was, did you guys set ground rules? I thought maybe you guys set ground rules, like, listen, y'all can't write no rhymes; it just have to be straight freestyle. Was that the case?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I mean, At the end of the day, we left it to the MCs, you know what I'm saying? Because usually, like you know, hip-hop is based around, if you're an MC and you call yourself an MC, then you know
where you're coming from as far as a battle. A battle means you're coming in freestyling, even though it's written, may sound like a written or sound like a freestyle, whatever, like, no, we didn't go to these MCs and say, listen, you have to write or you have to freestyle. No, we didn't do that. I honestly felt since, you know, saying EO and, you know, which is one of the competitors from Suffering, and my man Twizzy Lux, which is from one of the competitors out here from Haverstraw, they've been doing this for a long time, so I didn't feel, I felt, me for Sites felt, we didn't have to go up to them and baby them and say, all right, listen, you have to freestyle. There can be no, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, Lucky? Like, I'm pretty sure you had that that battle with the brother that you did a song with, I think, 2 weeks later. What's the brother's name? Rick something?
Yeah, Rick Rude. Shout out to Rick Rude.
Shout out to Rick Rude. You know, he's definitely doing his thing. I'm pretty sure whoever was, you know, holding the camera, whoever was there, they didn't say, all right, you're lucky, you have to freestyle, or you have to spit a written. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure they said, all right, yo, we're going to have the battle, I'm going to flip the coin, let's get it in, period, right?
Yeah.
There's no baby steps. Like, homies is MCs. Homies don't got to go up to brothers and be like, yo, listen, you got to do this, that, and the third. Like, I thought brothers were moving ready, but, you know, what can I do? You know what I mean? Me and Precise can only do what we can. So,
I tell you this much. Me, like I said, I'm not really a battle type rap, but if I had a month to actually just focus on that with technology and internet and stuff like that, I mean,
yeah.
It's like, it's crazy. You can cheat if you want to. There's probably a website
nowadays,
that just has punchlines all day. You can put punchlines and you can steal and put your flavor on it, and no one would ever even know.
That's very true. That's very true. And the funny thing, we gave them a month. We promoted this event. For a month, I mean, me and Precise sat down, put everything together, and then we went into straight promotion mode after we got the confirmation from both MCs, after they both agreed, and we went into a month of promotion where we had them come in, do interviews, and we did everything to promote the joint, and it got to a fact that, like I said, we packed the house, and it was just crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, unfortunately, the ballot didn't come out like it was supposed to, but at the end of the day, like I said, the positive thing about it is me and Precise know now that we could pack a that we could pack a spot out with no problem based on our word, and you know what I'm saying? So we just got to be careful next time, you know what I mean? Because, you know, we just got to make sure that shit's going to be up to the hype that we give off, you dig? You know what I mean? So, of course, we're not trying to disappoint the people, you know what I'm saying?
I think, honestly, if I would have did it, and this is just my opinion, if I was did it, I would, one, for the next time, I think the guys should have just been, there should have been more videos of them talking shit to, like, build it up a little more. And also, who won?
I felt Twizzy won. Twizzy Lux won because he came with more aggression when he was rocking, you know what I'm saying? I felt EO, he did his thing, but unfortunately, like, you know, he was fumbling a lot through his raps. You know what I mean? Because I felt he was freestyling like every line, which is all right. But it's like, if you know you're performing in front of people, so you got to really make sure that you speak clearly. One, two, you have to make sense when you're actually doing your rhymes. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to downgrade these MCs, by the way. Just speak on record, just in case these brothers are hearing now. I'm just speaking my opinion. You know what I mean? But yeah, EO should have came more prepared as far as to what he's gonna say and have a certain type of idea. You know what I'm saying? Freestyling is cool, but you gotta have an idea of what you're facing off against an opponent. So it's like you want to make sure that you come in ready. You know what I mean? And have some type of idea, regardless if you're freestyling or not, just to know what to say. You know what I mean? But like I said, I felt Twizzy won because he came with, you know, the first, third, and fourth round. Like he just came with that aggression. Like he had way more iller moments than EO. EO had a few moments here and there, but it just didn't match up to Twizzy's aggression as far as his rhymes. So that's all I have to say about that.
I think I just got the craziest idea as I'm listening to you speak. You did yours, and I was thinking about it also. I might just do it out here in Elmira, and I can host it in my shop. Clear out my shop, you know, charge someone like $2 a head to get in there so we can
–
and all the money would go to the victor of, you know, make it like a $250 battle. They would have to promote the battle, and they would have to sell these $2 tickets, you know, to get these people behind them. and I would I would do the video of them talking shit back and forth, and oh da da da, you know how they do it, Murder Mook and the Loaded Lust and the Accord
Yeah,
and
stuff
like that.
Yeah, yeah, those smack shit, I dig it.
And I think I think even though it didn't have the turnout that you expected, it's dope because whether it's a negative or positive, you still got people to talk about it, and it comes back to the radio station.
Exactly. That's the positive thing regardless. You know what I'm saying? We got people to talk about it. We was a topic for a month, and we still are. Like, you know what I mean? And it's on our 50th show. Now, I mean, we're over 50 shows in. You know what I'm saying? So it's a beautiful thing.
Congratulations.
Like,
congratulations to you guys on that.
Thank you, man. Like, you know what I mean? We got you coming at the end of next month. You know, shout out to my man Lucky. He's going to come through, talk about his whole craziness and his shows,
man,
out there and the mixtapes and everything, man.
I'm excited to, come back to Rockland after having been there since I did the video with Nate Capone. Shout out to Nate Capone. You know, I come out there and get this interview done because there's a lot of things and a lot of misconceptions. Because people think there's rumors in Elmira that, and this happens, cause I just did this little battle with this guy called Alley Cat, and he went on record.
Right.
Now, he said, oh, I got bars for days and this and that, and I does this. He put out his diss track, I put out my little diss track, and then I put out another one, and then he was like, oh, and that's what I hate about Elmira, is that people don't want to compete. It's like they're scared to compete. People do it when they play basketball, Jordan, LeBron, Kobe. When Kobe came to the league, Jordan was the man. Kobe's like, nah, fuck this, I'm young, and he went at Jordan. Whether he won or not, they still didn't fight. They wasn't at the locker room trying to kill each other. No, they went at it. They was competing, and, they put their best foot forward, and that's it. And I just hate the fact, and that was one of the things, and I want to throw this out there, too. The battle with Rick Rude wasn't really a battle. It was a ploy to get people to want to battle and do stuff like that. Rick Rude is very talented and stuff like that, but it's obvious that that really wasn't a battle. It was more of a cipher for the most part.
Okay. That's what's up. Oh, once again, shout out to homie. He's definitely doing his thing. Rick Rude, what up?
LDJ and when they did their little diss video, they changed the caption inside the description, and they go, we kicked them out of Rockland County, Nyack or wherever, that we kicked them out, and the reason why he went to Elmira is because I'm banned there and I got kicked out, and that's one of the main things. I'm bringing my camera when I come with me too. But that's
I
want
that.
You guys. I want to touch that topic because no one's ran me out of nowhere. No one's ran me out of, and I'm not gonna go into it. I'm gonna save it for your show. But I'm gonna tell you like this: you can't.
Right.
I'm king. So in my mind, if I'm king, you can't knock the king off his throne. What I did was, I got up, and then I took my talent to South Beach for the most part. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I got up out of there. It was more profitable for me to come to Elmira and learn my new trade, which was gold. And to this day, 2.5 years later, I'm glad that I didn't, stay in Rockland and be a drug dealer and sell poison to children and stuff like that, which I was doing for so many years.
Right. I mean, you live in your mind, my brother,
Hold on, Vash. I want to cut through. I'll just stay on 1 second. I'm still going to keep you live. We got some callers putting their hands up. I just want to get them on.
Good. Okay.
331, you're on the air.
What up, nigga?
Oh, what's going on? Where you calling from, sir?
You already know who it is, man.
I don't know. You're talking flaky to me. But, middle X in the building. You got your sexy voice on. What a caddy, yo.
Hey, I got that sexy voice on now, man. What up, though? You know what I mean?
We're chopping it up. We got one of the I would say pioneers when it comes to studio time and what he does, Veg on air, and I've had conversations, and I told you about Veg and how he's been instrumental as far as it's safe to say, and I'm not jumping out the window kissing ass, I would say life, being that music has become my life. You know what I'm saying? He's a part of that. He's been a part of that. And so Yo, X, what's your take on Elmira and the battle scene? Why are people scared to compete without using real violence? Why can't people? Why people are scared to compete in Amira? And because you're a native, right?
I've been out here for 17 years, so I could say, oh yeah, I'm kind of a native, but not too much of a native. But let's put it like this: the reason behind all the competitive nature, like, they don't really look at it as a competitive thing. Like, they look at it as like, yo, you know, beef is beef. You know what I'm saying? Even though they don't try to make it seem like it's beef, it is beef to them. You know what I'm saying? So that's one thing. You feel what I'm saying? Two, you know, a lot of people, you know, want to be able to be on a biased level when it comes to these types of events or certain situations, because they look at those situations as, you know, how to say it. They look at those situations as, well, whoever this person is or whoever they've been around or whoever they've been rapping with or chill around with, they're going to look at it as a way of, you know, just boosting that person up, you know what I'm saying, instead of really actually looking at the battle itself, you know what I'm saying? And on top of that, let's get it clear, you know what I mean? A lot of them don't really want to be on that competitive nature when it comes to music anyway.
Word.
So,
word, that's so real.
And yo, Veg, you know, the word that you was looking for was claustrophobic.
What'd you say, my man?
I said the word that you was looking for was claustrophobic.
Yeah, there you go. That's what it is, my man. Ding, ding, ding. Hit it right on the fucking dial.
You want a biscuit.
That's silly. Yeah, good looks, family. But, yeah, go ahead and speak your piece, my brother. You definitely speak some real shit. Go ahead, fam.
Yeah, I mean, but, like, I'm just saying, though. I'm not here to take over the show or nothing. I'm just here listening and supporting my man right now. You know what I'm saying? So,
Word, man. Lucky me,
well,
without
your ex. Now you recently via Facebook. Like I said, do you want to? And this is real talk, and I think people need to hear this because people think, you know, that I live with this cockiness. Do you want to give, if you have time, how did you learn about Lucky Me?
I learned about you back in, like, let's say 2010. I was looking on YouTube to see what was going on because I was coming back out here because I was in Alabama, you know what I'm saying? So as I was coming back, before I came back, I was just like, yo, let me see who's out there, who's doing what, you know what I'm saying? Because I was going to get back into the music scene, you know, at that time, but when I heard your music, I was like, yo, okay, it's cool, you know what I mean? At first, you know, I thought it was hell rad at first, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody says hell rad.
I'm just saying, man, I didn't know who it was. I was like, yo, hold up, I know that's not hell rad out there now, my right now. Like, so, you know what I mean? So I looked at it like, yo, okay, fuck it, you know? And then when I heard the style and I was like, yo, yeah, this dude right here, you know what I'm saying? This dude right here, I gotta meet this dude, you know what I mean? So, you know, I heard you, you know, from Happy Birthday 2010, and, you know, then I had to go back to listen to, you know, your previous music just to get a glimpse or get in tune to who you were, period, you know what I'm saying? So, that's what it is. Not a lot of people can do that, you know what I'm saying? That's why I say go into the history of a person's, you know what I mean, catalog, you know what I mean? If you go to the catalog, then you will know that person's history, and you'll get a better glimpse or get better feel who you listen to, you know what I'm saying, as well as the personality itself, you know what I'm saying? So I think a lot of people missed out on that, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I put I try to put your older music up there, but I can't do it for some reason. But, yeah, man, like, I mean, that's what it is, man. Like, people would not listen in, period, nowadays. They see, you know what I mean, like I told you, my dude, like you already know. I ain't going to sit there and talk out there about it, but you already know. You know what I mean? So.
What?
Okay, well, we talk, like I said, this show is based upon Elmira stuff, the ratchetness, the goodness, how we can help things get better and stuff like that. And like I said, we're talking about battling, and, you know, we're just touching base. With what Veg and his Rock Runner Radio, they had a battle, and we just coincided to bring it together because I'm thinking about doing that here in Elmira. Now you have how many rappers you think that they are in Elmira?
Oh damn, there's a lot of them. There's a lot of MCs out here. Like there's some that left, but in Elmira alone, like. I don't know. I can't really. There's different people that just be popping up trying to rap. You know what I'm saying? Or rapping, period. You know.
And in your eyes, as being a native, or being, you know, you lived here a little bit, you know, but you're from Florida or Alabama. How if you had a chance to snap your finger or had a wish to change a way of changing it. How would you change Elmira as far as the music scene, and what if you had a chance to sit all the rappers down and, you know, stand at a podium and let them know some of the flaws or some of the good things, what would you say?
It's the same. The only thing I would change is the Southern shit. You know what I'm saying? Like that the New York base is gone. You know what I mean? Like
word up, preach, my brother, preach.
I'm not knocking. I'm from this. I'm born in the South, but I've been up here for so long to the point where I can be like, okay, this is the foundation. New York is the foundation. Bronx,
yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes.
You know what I mean? So the main thing is what I would change is the trap shit, because there's no trap up here. There's no trap.
Word.
Do you know what the definition of a trap is?
Yes, I know what a definition of trap is. You know what I mean?
And what is that definition for the listeners that don't know what the definition of a trap is?
A trap is basically, you know, a crack house. You know
there
what you mean?
Go.
You know what I mean? So there's no traps like that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not trying to speak, you know what I'm saying, to shun Elmira like that, but to be real, like, it's not like that. You know what I mean? So... a lot of cats are just out here just speaking on that level, and it's like, yo, man, I don't get that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not.
You need more people, and we don't believe you.
But
hold on one second. One second, Midwest. Somebody else got their hand up. 2116. You are on the air, Miss.
You already know what I'm going to tell you, but you're really a whore for blowing off your best friend to go on a lunch date at Burger King, of all places.
Whoa.
I didn't blow you off. I don't know where you get this from. Why do you feel that I've blown you off? I blew you off.
You're right. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase. You didn't tell me that you were doing. And you could have been honest. And anyways, you didn't.
First of all, I was at McDonald's getting a meal. I met some people who wanted to have a conversation. We had a conversation. The conversation lasted 40 minutes. They went to work. I walked home. Excuse me?
Don't talk to me like that. You better talk to me normal.
All right. We're talking about Elmira right now. We're not talking about lunch dates or Burger King and stuff like that. I want to say, on a better note, congratulations on your new born baby. How was that? Hooters.com.
Thanks.
Hooters, are you there?
Hello.
I was saying congratulations on your newborn. What was that experience like?
Horrible. Never do it again.
Did your vagina rip open? Like how like what happened?
Oh my God, you seriously getting graphic, my brother?
Well, yeah, about painting. I'm a painter. Got my
brush. Painter, all right, no doubt, motherfucking who's that motherfucker who did Mona Lisa? Leonardo.
No, I'm the guy from Channel 13 with the afro that paint that way he passed away.
My God, this brother is funny. My fault. I'm in trouble. Go ahead. Get your fucking Leonardo on lock it down.
Hooters? Hoodoo?
What?
All right. I mean, no, all jokes aside, but you know, this was your first child. Any mothers that happen to be listening, would you tell them? What advice would you give them? And are you happy that you didn't have an abortion?
I'm happy that I didn't have an abortion, and honestly, to be a single mom is really hard because you have to figure out your own schedule around somebody else now. You can't just get up and say, okay, I'm going to go do this now, because you have something that you either have to see change or hold because they're trying to set over something.
Do you have, not to cut you off, do you own any coaster in your home?
Because, no.
Well, you know, once upon a time, a wise person told me that, you know, you can just put a couple teaspoons in the bottle, in the formula, and that'll give you the time you need. The baby will be out cold. You can go to another state and come back, and the baby will still be asleep, and you'll be fine. So if you need extra time to take a shower, poop, just put some cough syrup in the baby bottle. It won't hurt them. They'll be fine.
Well, I'm pretty sure it would hurt a brand new baby.
No, that's not the case. So, all right.
All right. Well, you can try that with your son, and then let me know how that happens, and then maybe
I would never do that. But seriously, Hooters.com. We're talking about music, and we're talking about battling. And I know that you're a country girl, chilling on a day road type of girl, and and
God,
so
man.
What? I know you listen to hip hop a little bit. You know, I ride in your vehicle pretty often, and you like the Lil Wayne's and the Chris Brown's and stuff like that. How do you feel about the rap scene in Elmira?
Honestly, I don't really pay attention to it because half the time it's just bullshit, and it's the same thing over and over and over again.
It's the what?
It's just a bunch of bullshit, and it's the same thing over and over and over again. Everybody says they're going to go somewhere, but they don't even try to make themselves better or better what they're doing to even try to go somewhere.
Do you want to elaborate a little more so the people can get a better understanding of what you're meaning?
Like, it's just everybody raps about the same thing. And seriously, like, I'm so tired about hearing about how you sell drugs, how you're going to shoot somebody, how many guns you have in your house. If I have to hear it in 50,000 different ways from 50,000 different people, it's not cute to me, for one. And for two, you can't say that you want to make it big, but you're not even doing anything to help yourself get out there to make it big.
Middle X, you want to chime in? How do you feel about that statement?
I'll be real. Like, I mean, I feel where she's coming from, but then again, you know, hey, you know, some people can't go everywhere, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to sit there and knock those, you know what I'm saying? Some people want to be that local, you know, want to be local famous, you know what I'm saying? If they want to be a worldwide scale, they got to travel, you know what I'm saying? But they ain't going to travel, you know, they want to be in one spot. But see, at the same time, you do need the support from the people in your own town.
Exactly.
So if you don't get that support from your own sector of town, then how are you going to grow in the spin? You know what I mean? But it is what it is.
All right, hold on 1 second, guys. We got another caller. Got you guys, a private caller. We're going to get him in.
Great.
You are on the air, private caller. Private caller, you're on air. Private caller, you're on air. All right, they're shy. Thank you for calling in, but they're still on there, so that's another click. Cha-ching. back to, you know, just to touch base like I said, if you're just tuning in, this is Elmira Going Wild. I'm your host, Lucky Me, a.k.a. Mr. New City, a.k.a. I Like Bunnies, a.k.a. I'm Here. We're sponsored by Free Game Radio. Shout out to Brooklyn Black for making this possible. We got Middle X on the air. We got Hooters.com on the air. We got the Legend of Rockland. I wouldn't say legend because he makes a lot of, he's rich. Veg in the building.
You need to stop doing that, son.
So ladies, if you're listening, just type in
Google
Rockland County, Rock Runner, ROC, RUNNA. And if you want to get a come up and, you know, get a couple $1 million or whatever, you add them and club session to them and you can get his bank account.
But to touch
what Huda said about the repetitiveness of stuff, I think it goes with not being able to travel. I think when you look at 50 Cent or Lil Wayne, these people are going to France and they're seeing all types of different things. And when you travel, it opens your mind. I think with Elmira, I've met girls and I've met dudes who've never even left Chemung County. They've never left the town Elmira themselves, you know, unless they went to Corning and Orlando. And so if that's all they're seeing is, you know, crackheads and, you know, cheap rent and abandoned buildings and Elmira police beating people up, they're going to rap about the same thing. How can you rap about sunshine if all you see is rain? You know what I mean? Hold on. Let me write that down. That's a post. That's a status. Let me write that down.
Shout out Facebook, man.
Listen, Facebook
is good.
So, Hooters.com.
What?
Oh, you did. Oh, she said what? All right. Hooters.com. So, what would you want to hear from the rappers if you don't want to hear that type of stuff?
Something different.
Like
the same thing. It doesn't matter just as long as it's something different besides the same thing over and over and over again. Like, with your music, you always switch it up. It could be one thing to the next to hear about these people, this style of music, and incorporate it this way. Like, that's what other people need to do instead of just straight, oh, I fucked your girl and this, that, and the third. Over and over again in the same style.
So, thank you for that. And I would like to pride myself of trying to be different. I'm shooting this country video in a week. Look out for that. I'm gonna have a cowboy hat on, some chaps. They're not jeans no more. They're chaps when they're tight, and they're called chaps. And
we're gonna
be doing a video for that. X, you got anything else you want to say, you got any mixtapes, what you got going on? You're a ladies man, you like to talk to the ladies. You got anything going on?
Yo, all I'm going to have to say is, you know, look out for the 7th Element album, as well as look out for, you know, the 2 mixtapes that I'm about to put together, the Who You Think It Is and the Both of Me joint, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? It is what it is. It's underrated, baby.
Underrated Records is your label that you run, correct?
Yes, I do.
The you know, not to take up too much more of your time, but the 7th Element, that sounds dope. You know, I'm like, what is that about?
Yeah, what is that about?
Oh, man. You know, it takes a long time to explain this, but... Just play in short terms, you know what I'm saying? The 7 letters to my name, you know what I'm saying? You know, there's an acronym, you know what I'm saying? Bill X is really an acronym, you know what I'm saying? But I don't put the .. you know, in between the middle or even the .. I mean, only thing is .X, you know what I'm saying? But the reason why I named it is the 7th Element because, you know, there's two different styles of Bill X, you know what I'm saying? The NOF style of Middle X, you know what I'm saying? It's the basic, you know, Middle X, and then there's the, you know, the X2G era. You know what I'm saying? So the X2G era is what I'm going to give y'all. You know what I'm saying? So just watch out for that. You know what I'm saying? Just watch out. You'll hear it. It's going to be more detrimental, more intellectual, and it's going to be sexual, baby.
Wait, hold on. You're not going to get away with that one. Did you just say sexual at the end of that?
Did you just say
you want to be sexual?
Yeah, it's going to be a little sexual.
All right, well, can I ask you a question? And I'm going to say pause before I say this. Are you against man moaning? Do you man moan in a female's ear?
Wow. I'm not answering. No comments for that one. No
comments. Well, I'm going to jump out the window and say I man moan. I do man moan. If the pussy is good, I'm going to be like,
echo.
That type of thing that I say. So, for the ladies, middle rats don't man moan. We got that out there.
Listen, look, I gotta go, man. I got some shit to take care of, family. Can I do my final shout outs, man?
Yes, plug yourself in, Paul. Plug yourself in, do what you do.
Yo, man, you already know what it is. Shout out to my man Lucky doing his thing. Everybody on the call right now on the phone and shit, man. It's your man Big Veg holding it down from Rockland.
All right.
I got Lucky coming through the last week of April. I believe it's the 30th, right? Lucky?
Yeah. I'm probably going to bring a couple of some people with me, you know what I'm saying? Middle Axe, somebody, you know what I'm saying? So he can bring the music, and hopefully he can see you play his music on your station.
We'll get it popping. We'll definitely get it popping last week of April. You know what I'm saying, my man? Lucky's definitely going to come through to the Rock Winter Radio Show. Oh, my God, come on. Anyway.
You said we're going to get it rocking. That's what you said.
Yeah. Anyway, you know what I mean? We gonna do it big. You know what I'm saying? My man Luck gonna come through, and it's gonna be a good show. Other than that, check out our show every Tuesday from 6 to 8. www.rockwinterradio.com. Anybody on here that's artists out there that want to get their stuff played, I am Rockland. Rockrunner Radio 845@gmail.com. That's RockRunnA Radio 845@gmail.com. If anybody out there is looking for any type of mixing, or if y'all want to travel out here to a studio, hit me up, 845-269-8702. Once again, the number is 845-269-8702. I want to give a good shout-out to my man Lucky. He's definitely doing his thing out there in Elmira. Listen to his shit. You definitely got a lot of stories out there. So it is.
All right. That's what's up right there.
Appreciate that, Veg. And be clear, that show is going to be one of your highest rated shows. It's going to be controversial. It's going to Lucky me at his best. You know how I give it up.
I know. So, yeah, that show's going to be crazy. I got to get some shit ready for that. So, you know,
security.
Definitely.
You might want to get security out your door. You might want
to
have
I might want to. I'm going to definitely make some calls. I know you're going to make some calls and make some calls.
Yeah, I'm coming out there with that thing. You know I got that thing on me. Nah, I'm joking.
Come on, man. Come on. Chill out.
Nah, that's how gangster rappers talk. They be like, I ain't playing word up, Shane. I got that thing on me. I got that thing go off.
I don't believe you.
But
you're lucky, man. I'm out of here. Everybody call in. Peace to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Everybody doing that thing. You know what I'm saying, Miss Hooters, congratulations to your new baby boy. You know what I'm saying? Word up, much love and peace. And everybody else on the call, man, peace, love, man. Lucky, I'll see you the end of the next month, brother.
Yes. Shout out to Veg on the call in. Like I said, if you're just tuning in, this is Real Talk with Lucky Me. Tune in Mondays and Wednesdays from 8 to 10. You can chime in, whether it's via Facebook, on the internet, maybe you can't call in from your phone. You can call in private. Do whatever you want. You can want to shout your baby dad out, call him a good dude, a bum, whatever. This is the place where you can do it, where you can vent. I'd rather you vent on my show than break his car and go to jail. Them babies need you. You know what I'm saying? So this is how we give it up. It's sponsored by Blog Talk Radio, Pregame Radio, Brooklyn Black, making everything possible. If you just chimed in, we were talking about a lot of things. We're talking about the hip-hop scene in Elmira. You know, one person said that everything seems repetitive. And with repetitive music, there's no outlet to leave. And then you got, you know, Middle Axe, he's a rapper here in Elmira, worldwide rapper, let's just say. And he does... He does his thing or whatever the case may be. Look out for the Seventh Element, his mixtape. What is this? We might have to cut you off. Is that your child, Hooter? we're gonna cut her up. We just turn her mic off. Shout out to Hooters.com.
I want to shout out to you though, man. Shout out to Luck in this new city. Yo, cop that, you know, mixtape. You know what I'm saying? I think it's what? Angel and Demons?
Angels and Demons Part 2 is coming real soon.
Get out that piss, you know what I'm saying? Stop fucking around, man. Stop fucking around, people. You ain't need to go out and listen to that shit.
Can we get a brief interview with you real quick? We got about, we got about 30 seconds left on the show. Can I ask you a couple questions?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. All right, a lot of people don't know that you're pretty big on the music scene in Elmira some years back before you left to go to Ballsdale, Florida, I believe. I read this in a magazine. I want to know what made you come back and what's going on, why was the hiatus from the studio and the music scene, why has it been so long?
Well, for starters, you know, the reason why I had to come back was financial issues. And plus, on top of that, you know, I was really willing to, it wasn't really my initial stop. You know what I'm saying? I was supposed to go from there to California. You know what I'm saying? But the reason why I came off from a hiatus, actually, my hiatus started because, you know, I let people record with me and, you know, niggas ruin that shit. You know what I'm saying? Niggas ruin this, you know, the bullshit, you know what I mean? Like, niggas stole my mic. Whoever did that shit, it's messed up. You know what I mean? Like, that shit really, you know, that shit was pricey. You heard? Like, that was pricey. So, other than that, you know what I'm saying? I'm back, baby. Fuck that, man. Fuck all the bullshit. Let's say I'm back. I'm fully clear, ready to get up again. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to, you know, you again, and shout out to everybody out here and everywhere else, you know. Shout out to my baby, you know, she know who she is, you know who she is, but I ain't gonna sit there and talk, you know.
Okay. Now, you mentioned this girlfriend of yours, in a town where guys are running wild, and I'm included in that, slinging penis through the alleyways and stuff like that. What made you decide to go a different route as far as like being with one woman?
Well, let's just say this: it's been like, you know, I've known this woman for at least like damn near 10 years of my life. You know what I'm saying? So me and her was involved. You know, we've been involved. It's just that we broke off and on. You know what I'm saying? So the reason being for that too. Because a lot of chicks out there ain't really about shit. They want a nigga with paper, or they want a nigga, you know, I'm not saying I ain't no sex nigga to myself, but they don't look at, you know, a nigga that's fucked up, you know. They don't want to be with a nigga that's fucked up to get to that point of being successful. You feel me? So it really doesn't bother me. You know?
So, do you believe that they're, you know, if there's listeners or whatever and people want to move to Elmira, do you believe that there's any type of good women in Elmira that's worth marrying?
I'd say this. I can't really answer that because it's just different people. You know, different people. You know,
How many relationships have you ever been in Elmira? Can you count them on your hands? You seem like more stand-up-ish guy.
Like five or six, you know what I'm saying, five, six relationships, but not really relationships because of the simple fact that they were short, you know what I'm saying? So I had more sex than anything. Let's just say that.
So you were, back in the days, you were a cock swinger. It's safe to say you were swinging the cod with the balls. You were slinging it.
You're right.
You were slinging. You're Spider-Man. You're just doing what you're doing.
Yeah, I was doing the Superman. You know, Superman and Clark Kent. You know, Clark Kent by day, Superman by night. You know.
Got you. I'm a great listener, and I was listening to the things that you were saying, and you were saying how women are just going for vanity things and materials. How, like, who gets the blame? Do you think it's just how they were brought up? Do the mom get the blame, or is it just that it's the area, or is it just the young girls or women in general nowadays? That's just how they're thinking. They're looking out for themselves, and they're not looking for love, but they're looking for revenue.
Yeah, you already answered that question. You know what I'm saying? It's really, the principle of it is that a lot of, you know, these women up here, it's like everything is reversed now. Dudes used to be on that level where they used to, like, use a chick. Now it's, like, reversed, you know, where women want to use men. You know what I'm saying? So it's like with a man like myself that has never been a user, you know what I'm saying? I get preyed upon. Even a man like yourself, if you got money, you know what I'm saying? They look at that demographic and say, oh, I have to be next to this person because the simple fact that this person got money.
And it's truth to that. Not to cut you off, it's truth to that because the girl initially with the conversation, she saw a video of mine. She says, why do you show off your money? You have a lot of money. You show off your money. And, I told her it was fake money or whatever the case may be. She said, fuck you, you lying-ass nigga. That was real money, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, and that is one of the things that they look at. But I wonder, when they look at a person's finances, do they look at it with an intent of saying, hey, you know, at least if I date this guy, we are going to be financially good. Our bills are going to be paid. Or do they look at it like, oh, he has money so he can buy me things?
It's more like, I understand stability. You know what I'm saying? I go sit there and refute stability from anything or from anybody. You know what I'm saying? But when it comes down to,
you know,
you know what I mean? Like, I know. I'm just saying, like, when it comes down to stability alone, like, a man could be stable and a woman, you know, if that woman really, really see that man's personality or his whole entire mindset of wanting to become better, that's different. But if she just sees money as the meal ticket just to get something out of it, nah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to go. You know what I'm saying? I'll say that in the instant. You got to go. You know? Hello?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but, you know, but see, a lot of it too is because of the simple fact that the jobs, you know, they don't pay well enough. So these women is living off of, you know, sex and aid and all these other things. So they need somebody that's gonna really be stable with help. That's one. Like I said, stability is a good thing. But looking at it from a simple statistic of saying, oh, I want to be with this person because that person has money. I think that's a bad idea.
Do you think if these women would start to, like, save and not live out of their means, that maybe they would have more money and they wouldn't be put in positions to kind of prey on good men that's financially set, so to speak?
Yeah, I think so. I think that they will be able to be better off if they look for a man that has more who they in common with. Not just saying, like, far as just looks and things like that. Just look at it as who you're in common with in a sense of mind state, personality, you know, a great sense of aura. You know what I mean? But most likely they ain't gonna find that. Because of the simple fact that if they do find it, they'll step over it because of the simple fact that dual high might not have a lot. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot to it, man. You know,
so, I think if anyone's been listening, I think this show was very fruitful for them. They were able to gain a lot. I think you brought up a lot of great topics and great points and stuff like that. I honestly believe that that Elmira can get better. I don't see this place as a shithole where everyone is screaming to get out of, because
I'm not to cut you off, but I feel where you're coming from. See, a lot of people look at this place as done because of the simple fact of what happened back then. You know what I'm saying? It was more popping.
it was more, you know, clubs or, I mean, not even clubs, but more bars and more places to go. You know what I'm saying? But the simple fact of it is, like, the reason why they can't find, like I said, they just not really digging deep within themselves to actually find someone that's common to them, like, that's really at that same, you know, criteria. You know what I'm saying? If they do, it has to be a person that fits a certain thing for everybody else to be into. You know what I'm saying? To even get in tune with that person. You know what I mean? Everybody got well known. You know what I'm saying? Like right now, you're well known. You know what I'm saying? And there's no jealousy when I'm saying it because I don't be jealous. But when it comes down to a person that is well known, that's what they're going to gravitate towards. You feel what I'm saying? No matter how,
well,
you know what I mean?
I want because there may be haters and stuff like that listening, and shout out to you guys because I created you guys. But when you say a person may be well known, how could a person that not be from the town be more well known than people who've grown up in the town?
How a person cannot be well known?
No, listen.
Yeah.
How can a person who's not from the town, who just moved to the town, become popular, people who live here?
Because
doing the same field, not being known at all.
Because of their consistency of who they are. They're not, you know, being on no fake stuff. They're not faking to make it. Feel what I'm saying? They're really actually being on a level where they're, you know, see, a lot of people out here, you know, they're afraid to be themselves. You know what I'm saying? So I'm myself every day. You know what I'm saying? Just like how you yourself every day. You know, so in order to get, you know, impress people, they, you know, they look at it as like, oh, you have to be a certain way. You know what I mean? So your consistency is of being yourself is really making you well known. Feel me? As far as your personality, your work ethic, your whole entire aura is not changing. You know what I'm saying? Unless a person will bother you to the point where it has to be changed. You know what I'm saying?
Got you. You know, I want to touch this on air because I got to be real. You've been around me since, you know, you came back and we actually met and stuff like that. And you've seen a lot of people around me come and go. You've seen people like Young Prince be conniving and be shiesty. You've seen the Joels, the Tylers, even the women change. Do you think it's them or is it me? And why do you think that new friendships can be built? Like, how come our relationship as a friendship can remain the same after all this time and all the other people who have came and went?
Because of the consistency of based off of the foundation is basically on a mutual level of understanding who you are. Like I said, I looked into the history of your music to understand who you were. You feel what I'm saying? And then as I got to know you as a person, yeah, you know, we had our little, you know, differences because we're, you know, we both on the same path in a little way. But at the same time, it's like you're surrounding yourself around those that don't really look at your best interest. They don't look for your best interest. Feel what I'm saying? I'm looking for the best interest in people. You know what I mean? So if people ain't really about what they say or who they say they is, I let them, you know, fly off. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. You know what I mean? So that answers your question. You're not changing up on them. It's that they're changing up on you to change their reaction. You know what I'm saying? You have to change. It's like a magnet. You know, negative and positive, you know, interact with each other to have a positive charge. But at the same time, you know, as that positive is probably going to override that negative. You know what I'm saying? So as they see it, the negative aspect, you're looking at it from a positive aspect.
if that person flies off, if that person goes away, hey, that's less stress I get back. You know what I mean?
Got you. And you're also right. I get a lot of emails and I have conversations with females and they say it all the time, and they say that I'm too gullible. But I believe I look at life, and this is for all listeners. I look at life like this. I am not no angel by no stretch of the imagination. And in life, coming up in this life, and, you know, people know I'm 24 years old, and me being 24, being on this earth 24 years on this earth, I've learned that, you know, I've made a lot of mistakes. And being a person who makes mistakes, you look for people to forgive you for those mistakes. And if you want people to forgive you for yours, you should always be open to forgive others, no matter the severity of whatever their actions were. And that's how I kind of look at it. I believe everyone deserves a chance, if not a chance after chance. And that's even, that was evident even with, like, you know, Timothy Sills, Pudge, Prince, whatever y'all want to call the little guy. That was a situation with him. It is what it is. If you're tuning in, this is Real Talk. This is Elmira Going Wild with Lucky Me. I'm your host. We're having a Real Talk conversation about the hip-hop scene and just basic things here on the show. We still have Middle X on it, on the air. We had Big Badge call in. We had Hooters.com call in. We had some females call in. We had a decent show, and I want to thank everybody who called in. X, I'm about to pay some bills real quick. I got a fart, and I don't want y'all to hear it on air. Do you want to give any shout-outs to anyone before we sign out? You can plug in, you know what I'm saying?
Shout-out to, you know, Lucky Me. Shout-out to Brooklyn Black. You know what I'm saying? Shout-out to, you know, everybody, you know what I mean, that's listening and those that staying positive and staying what up, you know, staying up, you know? So, like I said.
What about your Asian persuasion?
She already knows. She know that I love it, you know? And she love me, too, so... It's nothing, you know.
Middle. Got you. I want to throw it out there. We just did a track. Me and Middle X is based all around his idea. Like I said, I like to pride myself for being originator and stuff like that. But on this specific track, it was all based off his flow. He wrote the hook. We sat on it for a bit. And we was able to knock it out. So look out for the video coming real soon to a YouTube near you, Facebook, Twitter. We may even throw it on Worldstar. So look out for that joint. And that's it. Thank you, Ed, for being on the joint. And see you at the top, bro.
All right, no doubt. All
right, we about to go to a commercial break real quick, and about to play some music. I want to thank everybody who's been calling in, and pretty much we're gonna wrap this up a little bit. But before we go in, I'm gonna play a track that I know Middle X would appreciate. It's Slippin' by DMX. DMX is a kid who's in the group home that I was actually in, and he proved that you can get abused and go through the foster home system and you can make it. Shout out to DMX, my group home brother. And we're going to play that. This is Elmira Going Crazy. I'm your host, Lucky Me, and we're going to play Slippin' DMX.
See, to live is to suffer. To survive. Well, that's the fine meaning in the suffering.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can kiss. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can kiss.
I've been
been through mad different phases, like mazes to find my way. And now I know that happy days are not far away. If I'm strong enough, I live long enough to see my kids doing something more constructive with the time than biz. I know because I've been there, now I'm in there. Sit back and look at what it took for me to get there. First came the ball, the drama with my mama. She got on some flash, so I split and said that I'ma be that seed that doesn't need much to succeed. Strapped with mad greed, a heart that doesn't please. I'm ready for the world, or at least I thought I was. Bagging when I caught a buzz, I was thinking about how short I was. Going too fast, I wouldn't last, but yo, I couldn't tell. Group homes and institutions prepared my for jail. They put me in a situation forcing me to be a man when I was just learning to stand without a helping hand. Damn, was it my fault? Something I did to make a father leave his first kid at 7 doing my first bid. Back on the scene at 14, wrote a scheme to get more green than I'd ever seen in a dream. And by all means, I will be living high off the hog. And I never gave a fuck about much but my dog. That's the only one I'd head off in my last. Just another little come on, headed nowhere fast.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can kiss. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can kiss.
That ain't the half. Heart gets worse as I get older. Actions become bolder. Heart got cold, chip on my shoulder that I didn't did touch. Didn't need a click, cause I scared it that much. One deep with the starting for kicks, catching Vicks, throwing bricks, getting by, being slick. Used to get high just to get by. Used to have to fall in the morning before I could fly. I ate something, couple of 40s made me hate something. After some hurt, now I'm ready to take some. 3 years later, showing signs of stress. Didn't keep my hair cut or give a fuck how I dress. I'm possessed by the darker side, living the cruddy life. Like this, kept with a bloody knife. Wanna make records, but I'm holed up. Slipping, I'm falling, can't get up.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can kiss. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up.
Wasn't long before I hit rock bottom. Like damn, look how that got up. Open like a window, no more endo. Look at a video, say to myself that could've been yo. It's on the TV, believe me, could be done. Something got to give, got to change, now I got a son. I got to do the right thing for shorty, and that means no more getting high, drinking 40. So I get back, looking tight, slick again. Fake, jump back on my again. Nothing but love for those that know how it feel. And much respect to all my kept it real. Be strong, kept it from doing wrong. Who they is, and this is your song. And to my fool, who stuck with it, I do. All the fools, you get yours, because it's due.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can kiss. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can kiss.
Yo, we're back. This is Elmira going wild. We got 5 minutes left in the show. I want to thank everybody and all the guests who called in. It's very productive, very informative show. We just chopping it up. This is at the end of the show where I'm just going to vent and rant on about random things. I had a conversation, and I want to talk about the Elmira girls. Elmira girls, I love you girls to death. Yeah, you guys are wild. You're crazy. I do some of the most craziest things. Yeah, leggings, and I think you're fresh and all this other crazy shit. But I got asthma. That's why I breathe like that. How you don't know? bathroom chain. A dude's at my house today, and I'm showing him some videos and stuff like that. And we have he talking, and he's like, "Yeah, look, man, you know, I knew about you a while back and whatever, and I just knew you through these girls and through these girls." And he's like, "Yeah, you probably know my baby mom." And then he talks about some girl named Green Eyes, Shayla or whatever, can't name it, maybe. And this girl, Shayla, she don't know what baby dad is. She's telling three different dudes that she's the baby dad. Now, these dudes is going raw in these chicks, or whatever the case may be, and you don't know who your fucking baby dad is? What are you out of your fucking mind? You know what I'm saying? And even if you don't fucking know, you call these niggas up, and you say, "Listen, you guys put your dick in me raw. I allowed you to do that so you can get an extra sensation. The least you can do is take this fucking test and own up to being a father." Now, some may say, "Lucky, you're a wild boy." I'm not a wild boy. I don't give a fuck about Shayla. She's corny, and so I'm going to say this or whatever the case may be, Miss. So you get the dickhead of the day award, Miss. Find out who your fucking baby dad is. Stop fucking telling everybody that they the baby dad. I will put the men name on blast, but you know what? We're not talking about them right now. We're talking about the person who carried the baby, person who should have been more responsible, you know what I'm saying, and knowing. At least if you had sex with four different guys, there's a chance that four other dudes could be the baby dad. But then you be responsible enough to actually, you know, have locations and phone numbers so you can find these niggas. And so when the baby grew up, the baby don't feel like you didn't give your all. You know what I'm saying? I understand you may not like the baby dads and stuff like that, and they may piss you off, and they may get on your nerves and stuff like that. And stuff like that, it happens. You know what I'm saying? So just be responsible, man. Be responsible in that respect. Like, if you want to fuck with mad dudes and you say you do get pregnant, write that shit down. You know what I'm saying? So you can have an idea, understanding. Don't wait fucking 11 months and you're trying to mentally be like, "Well, I was with Steve this day or I was with Johnny this day." Be responsible. You know what I'm saying? And I go raw on chicks, you know what I'm saying? Not as of late, but I'm talking about in my life. I've gone raw and chicks and stuff like that. And if I happen to be dad, I owned up to my responsibility. But women, step it up. Remember, you ladies are in control. You ladies control destiny. You ladies control dates. You ladies control everything. If you girls don't approve of it, it's not going down. If you don't open your legs, we don't get the pussy. If you don't return our text, we don't get that date. If you don't want us to kiss, you will not kiss us. You know what I'm saying? We just happy to be there. So, women, remember, you ladies are in control. Trust me. We're the reason why you're the reason why we buy expensive cars, Pradas, Gucci, all this fancy materialistic bullshit that don't mean nothing. Because we know that you guys like that stuff. When you see it, you get all googly eyed, and it enhances our chances of getting the vagina, which is the ultimate goal. And that's how it is. You ladies don't buy Benzes for us because we don't give a fuck, really, if you have a Benz and stuff like that. We do care because those are perks. You know what I'm saying? You have a vagina. That's good enough for us. You can live in a shoebox and open your legs. As long as that thing is fresh and shaped, we're sticking it in. You know what I'm saying? So, ladies, be more responsible. I'm going to give a shout-out to my kids, Amari, Amarion, Jordan, Maddie. Shout out to my baby mom for being a fucking studious person dealing with my bullshit on a day-to-day basis. She's missing an action right now, but she'll be all right. Shout out to her. It's hard being a single mom and stuff like, well, yeah, she's kind of single. But she's doing it singly because I'm in Elmira. She's in Ithaca. But anyway, y'all get the point. So shout out to all the single mothers. It's hard, fucking hard work. Today is my brother's birthday, my older brother's birthday. I ain't write it on his page, so I don't give a fuck. They ain't write me, but I'm going to say it on here. Happy birthday to my big brother, Reginald, or whatever the case may be. That's all they're going to get for that. Shout out to my dude, Most Def, a.k.a. 730. I finally had a chance to chop it up with him. Been playing basketball, cooling. Been very therapeutic to have someone real around me. And, you know what I'm saying, I'm used to having dudes who are yes men around me. But, you know what I'm saying, he's not a yes man. He's just actually he's being a friend, which is dope. It's real. It's refreshing to have a friend, you know what I'm saying, around you on a consistent basis without wanting stuff and asking for things or looking for anything. So shout out to him. Next week, Monday, we're talking about pedophiles, talking about sex offenders, and the women who love them. So if you're from Elmira and your boyfriend's a pedophile, it could be because he had sex with a 13-year-old when he was 14 or something like that. It doesn't, you know what I mean? We're going to be talking about that. We're going to talk about the mother. No, it was a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader who was caught touching a 12-year-old, and she said that she was drunk and she wasn't able to see that he was not of age, which was dumb, so we're going to get on to that. Thank everybody for tuning in. Shout out to all the ones who got love for Lucky Me and Omira. Shout out to all my haters because I created you. Shout out to all you guys. Keep talking about me. Keep talking about me. Please don't stop talking about me. Say whatever. Black, big nose, he can't rap. He can rap. He likes white girls. He likes black girls. He likes big girls. He likes skinny girls. He got 30 baby moms. Keep it going. Keep the talking. Keep it going, because the day that you guys stop talking about me, it means that I'm not doing a good job at what I do. Cash for Gold, 607-215-1620, 707 Lake Street, Elmira, New York, 14901. Once again, Cash for Gold, 607-215-1620, 707 Lake Street, Elmira, New York, new or old, get it sold. If your baby daddy's cheating, I'll buy his gold. You know what I'm saying? I got loans also. You know what I'm saying? If you have gold, your baby daddy's in jail, you're hungry, put your ring on deck. You know what I'm saying? I'll give you some money, pay your loan off, bring back whatever gold, whatever the case may be. Shout out to everyone who's been paying the loans back on time. I've been able to feed my family, provide, do the things that I like to do. Look out. Shout out to all the stores in Elmira who's let me put my CDs in their store. Shout out to the people who's been buying them. Shout out to the haters who's been coming in trying to get my CDs taken out the store. I love you guys. Shout out to Middle X for being on the show. Look out for the seventh element. The dude is dope. How the track I heard from him is Make It Hot. And you got a lot to offer. I'm signing off. Shout out to all my bulls. Shout out to women who deal with my bullshit. And they know the real Lucky, not just the entertainment Lucky. They love me and they care about me. Shout out to all the women. Who is special? Shout out to Strawberry Butt, the Cottons, the Roselles. Shout out to all my boos. You know what I'm saying? Even my new midget. Shout out to you. So we signed it off. Next week, new show. It's going down.